This is Amy Wagoner from the Historical Society of Michigan with a Michigan History Moment. It was 1894, and passengers aboard the Great Lakes schooner George L. Wren were ready for an adventure. They were about to depart South Haven, Michigan on a three-year around-the-world cruise. Dr. William C. Ransom, a 65-year-old South Haven physician, had dreamed up the expedition. In 1894, he formed the Trip Around the World Company with prominent South Haven businessmen as company directors. For financing, the company sold $15,000 in stock. The schooner would sail through the Great Lakes, cross the Atlantic to Great Britain, cruise the Mediterranean, visit the Holy Land, sail around Africa, cross the Indian Ocean, visit Australia and New Zealand, and explore Asia and the Pacific Islands. Dr. Ransom himself would lead the expedition. He had visited nearly all the destinations as a young man and had even served as court physician in Hawaii. Participation was limited to approximately 24 people who would not be mere passengers. They had to pay at least $500, provide their own kit, and work the ship. As Dr. Ransom declared, this is no kid glove expedition. The schooner George L. Wren sailed out of South Haven on July 4, 1894, and put in at Ludington to pick up a cargo of 250 barrels of salt. The salt would be used to trade for goods during the voyage around the world. Dr. Ransom departed the ship to secure last-minute supplies. He and the other company members from Ohio and Pennsylvania would meet the schooner in Detroit. The schooner continued up Lake Michigan, through the Straits of Mackinac, and down Lake Huron to Detroit for her rendezvous with Dr. Ransom. It was then that people realized there was a problem. Dr. Ransom had traveled to Chicago to buy supplies and vanished. Then things turned from bad to worse. As days passed, the truth came out. Dr. Ransom had drawn out $500 from the bank and set off for Oklahoma Territory with the widow of a former patient. His tales of traveling the world and living in Hawaii were fabrications. And the $15,000 in stock? It was only $5,300, and the ship and supplies had cost $30,000. The around-the-world adventurers abandoned the idea of a three-year voyage and instead spent 2 months sailing the Great Lakes and selling the ship's goods. They returned home sadder but wiser. And Dr. Ransom? He settled in Oregon, where he lived out his years happily and without remorse. This Michigan History Moment was brought to you by MichiganHistoryMagazine.org.